So this time, I don't think we will. Now, you probably won't get that this time because we'll be out of, you know, when we work, and they said we're going to get out around December 16th, and we'll be out for about 3 or maybe 4 weeks. So, that's pretty rough.
Yeah,
really
rough.
Yeah, they just going to come down maybe.
You know anything about your mother's parents?
Well, I never heard her talk too much about her father. But her mother, I knew her mother before she died, my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
and she's named after her mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know where they were born or when
they
went to school or anything?
No, mm-hmm. I don't. I never heard her say anything about where she went to school or where she was born or anything like that.
Yeah. It's interesting how you don't find out about
the
family.
Mm-hmm. But I think my dad's parents, I believe they were all born around Terrell County.
Mm-hmm.
But I never heard, if I heard mother say, I've forgotten it, but I don't recall hearing her say where her mother or her father was born.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay. Now, you're a widow?
Yes, I am.
And they tell us even if you're a widow, that they want you to tell us what your husband's age and stuff
mm-hmm.
was, I guess.
Let's see, you were born in 1931, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm. And he died
In 57, August of 57.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And was he a Methodist too?
Baptist.
Mm-hmm. Now that must have been interesting. Okay. And did he go to school?
Yeah. But I don't know how far he went in school.
Because
yeah. He was only married 8 years before he was killed. Accidentally in a car accident.
Oh, well,
Miss
Williams
was telling me the same thing. Yeah. Well, everybody around here know my mother-in-law. She helped cook down in the kitchen down in Corner Hill, kitchen. Mamie Pope, that's my mother-in-law. That was the only son that she had. My husband was her only child. But I have seven children. Seven children, so she still have a family going.
She sure does.
Yeah, she have a family going. I was expecting my seventh child. My husband was killed. It's going about 3 weeks after he got killed.
Well, let's see. Yeah, I imagine pretty much finishes it up in as far as what I've got to write.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of curious, do you have any impression about the education system or how bad or good it is, especially any difference for blacks and whites? I mean, they give you worse schools?
Well, I think it's and listen to my son on just last night. He was teasing one of my daughters in there. I mean, she dropped out because she got two kids.
Mm-hmm.
She dropped out, and then he was telling her that school was different now from it was when she was going.
Wow.
And he seemed to think, I don't know, I got the impression that they are learning more since they integrated the school. Seemed to me that it's better than it was when the blacks was going by themselves and the white was going by themselves. That's the impression that I got from what he said last night.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I should have talked to him more about it, but I never have. Well, it's still some things, they still have little problems, occasionally. But it have came a long way. It really have come a long way from what it was. Because when I was going to school, I didn't even have a bus to ride on.
When
I was 10 in school, I walked from, say, about 12 Chapel Stoyles down here, and that's about, I guess, maybe 3 or 4 miles from here. And I walked from there. Every day I went to school, I had to go from there about 7 or 8 or maybe 9 miles walking. Didn't care how cold it was or if it was raining. If we got to school, if our parents didn't take us or couldn't take us, and then there some days they was working and they couldn't take us. So we had to walk to school and walk back.
That's just
and we just had